Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
I love you, baby.
You are my
the ships collapse. There you showed me a better love, and now I know you're sent. Never knew I could feel like this. One touch and just one kiss changed my world in just one day. I love you, I love you.
Radio, the numbers 914-205-5664. Make sure you press one if you want to talk with my co-host.
I'm back, bitches.
For all the artists that want their music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to Behind the Scenes Radio at behindthescenes@gmail.com. We only take MP3 4-minute tracks. Only.
You don't be sending no links. Don't DM no apps down to nobody. If you don't have MP3, don't send nothing. And again, I'm back. It's Niecy the Royal. How y'all doing tonight?
Yo, so tonight, right, we talking about, we recapping 2023, and we talking about what's in store for 2024. Yeah, that's what we talking about tonight, but you already know, before we get into that, we got to play some music. The next artist that we playing is B. Morgan, What You Want. Make sure you go check out B. Morgan. He's doing this motherfucking thing. B. Morgan, like the drink Morgan. YouTube, SoundCloud, fucking all music streaming platforms. This is What You Want. 2024 on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
Oh. Tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me, yeah. You gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. But you be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me, yeah. Let me know now. You a baddie. So you feel that you can style on me. Fly as hell, I'm in the clouds, honey. You can never break me down, baby. Don't be causing no confusion. Please don't put no titles on me if you ever try to be single. Knowing that you're trying to mingle. Out of my way, watch how I do when you out of my way. You wanna play, I'm gonna skate right out the gate. Study my gifts and play. I find somebody that could keep the pace. Okay, tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. distance. Tell me what you want from me, yeah. Let me know now.
My name was Brenda, her name was Tisha, her name was Shauna, her name was Tanya. It was Tawana, it was Milana, her name was Carla, her name was Barbara. So many girls wanna be my baby, they was sweating me like it's a sauna. Niggas are following me like Miss Parker, calling me daddy, but I ain't the father. Show me what you really want, I ain't the type to just put up a front. Catch me pulling up, cleaning the floor, and the engine, the back, and the trunk, and the front. Once a nigga lick his lips, she moving her butt. Once a nigga hit the lights, you know it's a stop. Move that shit, baby, I like how you do that shit. I got a fetish for bringing the freak out of women, she like how I poo that shit.
As long as I got all the hoes, I'ma keep it playing for life.
Tell me what you want from me, let me know now. Tell me what you need from me, yeah. You gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah. Be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me, yeah. Let me know now.
Not in the train track, he fell on the platform.
But it made such broad news, and with all the posting on Instagram and Facebook and everything, it got to TMZ. Being from Philadelphia.
And we posted it the night.
When it happened.
Yeah.
The night it happened.
Right.
You know, the night that it happened. And my whole thing about the post, or the girl started recording when the argument started, because I guess she figured she was going to catch something, and she really did catch something. But my whole thing was what she said when the dude fell.
Yeah.
That was some ignorant shit.
Yeah.
She said, damn, now me and my baby can't get home. Some man is underneath the train. You worried about whether or not he ain't making it home, but you worried about whether or not you gonna make it home because he's underneath the train track.
I wonder if he heard her say that.
I'm pretty sure he might when he fell, because he was still coherent. And he was still alive at the time. Because the train didn't hit him right on, right away.
Yes, it did. It ran him over.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He was on track. And the train came. So he never, even if he attempted to try to stand up.
Nah, he probably was. Yeah, he.
He saw the train coming. Was like, shit.
Yeah.
So, it was no way. I'm pretty sure, because she said that loud as hell. Damn, I can't.
Nah, he was probably dead by then.
Uh-oh. But I know when she said it. Because when he fell, that's when she said it. I don't think the train hit him.
No, she said it after the train stopped.
I think I don't feel like looking at it to find out.
No.
But either
he
way.
He wouldn't have heard it. He would have been dead by
either way, everybody who watched the tape or watched the video heard her ignorant ass. Her dumb, young, ignorant ass.
You even heard him underneath the train squished. Like.
I didn't hear that, but.
You can hear it.
I said, I didn't hear that.
If you listen, you can hear it.
Oh, I know. I seen somebody get hit by a train one time. That was one time too many. You know, that was really one time too many. And when he got hit by the train, he was trapped. And he was, unfortunately, still alive.
Oh, my God.
But to bring in a new year like that, that's pretty awful. That's so sad. And only got me is so I can stay awake.
Still thinking about that, even like that. That's like, yeah.
You know what I really want to leave behind in 2022?
What you want to leave behind?
It's damn cold.
I haven't
had this cold for just over 2 weeks. No, we all start saying it's COVID. It ain't COVID. I go to the doctor next week, but this ain't COVID. I didn't have COVID. I know what COVID is. This ain't COVID. I wish I could leave this behind when I got it. I got it right after Christmas. I got it right after Christmas. Matter of fact, the funny thing is, I got sick after I came out the hospital.
Yeah.
I got sick after I came out the hospital. But there's a couple of things I want to leave behind in 2023. I want to leave back on. You know, there's no way that is possible. But I'm going to leave as much negativity as possible back in 2023. All the naysayers and unwell wishers, that's what I want to leave back in 2023. You know, all the negativity I possibly can leave back there, that's what I'm going to leave back there. Yeah. I don't know if that's possible because it's some negativity right off the bat. That's why I said as much as possible.
I think it's going to be negativity anywhere you go. It's just the way that you feel.
I think my perception of the negativity here is not my perception, but my, my take on it is I act a little differently on it.
Yeah.
I know I can't change it, but I want to be able to act differently, want to respond differently to it. Not so much as going to be the answer, because that's going to cause me to have a stroke or a heart attack.
Right.
Like the day it was. It is what it is. Sometimes you just gotta do that. It is what it is. What I wanna do and what I plan on doing is, and I say this every year, but I really wanna do it this year. Every step, take at least $7 to $14 and save it.
Mm-hmm.
Every check.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I say this every year. I say I'm gonna do the dollar a day thing. I'm gonna
call. I see you.
I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. But I really and truly want to bring in a better financial plan for 2024.
Better financial plan.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, anything happens, I won't be sitting up there talking about, I got nobody, what am I going to do? Any vital emergency comes up, you know, I have something. Well, no matter what the emergency is, this, I'm not just asked out in the wind, you know, without a toilet to shit in.
I wanna, you know what I wanna leave in 2023? I wanna leave the whenever you run into people, are you still got that little business people?
That's not good.
Yeah.
But that's the naysayers.
Yeah, that's good.
The naysayers.
Yeah. I don't, and it'd be so irritating because it'd be the same one. It'd be seeming like it is envy. They envy you because.
But here's the thing: is you
feel the vibe.
But you picked up a lot of people on the street when you walk somewhere, saying that they see you or they know you or you know they know you from somewhere, and then they figure it out.
Yeah.
You picked up a lot of that because I remember repeatedly telling me those, unless you were lying.
No, running into people. Yeah. And usually people, when they start talking to me, they say they realize, like, I'm really intelligent.
Well, you brought it 2024 on a radio
yeah.
interview.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio and YouTube interview.
Yeah, on the first. I'm proud of myself. Yeah, I'm very proud of myself. I'm trying to become more humble also. I am. I want to become more humble.
Well, you know what you don't need to do no more then?
Oh, yeah.
Google.
Well, I mean, that's being humble. Yeah. I mean, you got to tell people. I mean, so how do you find me then?
No, they don't ask you that, though. They don't ask you how.
Well, I tell them always.
Yeah, you be like, yeah, just Google me.
I mean, but.
That's not humble.
That's not being humble.
No.
That's being boastful.
Mm-hmm.
So they should ask me, so what are you doing? Then I tell you, oh, well, you can just go.
And then if they don't believe you, they don't believe you.
Wow.
I mean, 9 out of 10 times, you know, somebody tells me they know something or whatever. I'm automatically Google your name or whatever without you telling me.
Right.
If I really want to know that bad.
Right. For the call on the line, if you want to talk, press 1. Because I want to start, like, actually really doing it.
Yes, you need to start actually doing that. I know that's why a lot of people listen online and say.
Yeah. So if you want to talk, press 1.
People
want to
leave behind
one.
Being an ass.
No, not being an ass. Are
you
going
to leave behind?
I'm not going to leave behind being an asshole.
Because being so much of an ass.
A lot of the times that I'm an asshole, I need to be an asshole. Because I'm always nice. I'm just a nice person. So being an asshole.
You're not nice on this radio. And then we say
I don't think that I need to be nice on the radio show. Because on the radio show, you need someone to tell you the fucking truth. And sometimes the truth hurts. And sometimes you can't tell the truth nicely. You have to, you know, you have to let people. Yeah, you gotta be aggressive with it. I'm guessing if that's what you want to say. All right, let's go to 267, last 4 digits 5524. Who does be on behind the scenes radio with Curdy and T and Niecy? What it do?
What it do, pal? Can you hear me?
Who this? Be, who Who this be? Is this B?
One and only.
Intro yourself, bro.
They can't clone me, the one and only. What's up, man?
Go ahead and do
you hear me?
Go ahead and do your we can hear you. Go ahead and do your intro and do your intro.
What's up? It's Big, you know what I mean, aka Psycho, SKYKO, you already know. You know what I mean? And I'm on here with Behind the Scenes Radio with Kurt and Nisi. You know what I mean? I just tuned in, so I just heard like a little bit what y'all saying about the new year and stuff. What we gonna leave behind in 2013 and stuff like that, bringing in 2024. I gotta say, this is gonna be the year of the truth. You agree with me on that? It's like everybody's getting exposed now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels like this is gonna be the year of you know what I mean? Everything people's hiding in the closet is coming out. So
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, talking about hiding in the 2024, closet.
2024.
But you just
I'm trying
about
to bring
pictures.
It in strong.
Yeah. What would you say, Nisa?
What you were, you know how they're talking about, you know, being exposed and hiding out of the closet or whatever. What you just heard about the pictures and the Epstein and the pictures.
Oh, yeah, the Epstein,
the
Epstein pictures.
They were talking about two of the pictures he had. They had a picture of Bill Clinton dressed in a red dress with a blue dress with red shoes on, sitting like in the Oval Office. And that was, it had to do with him and Monica Lewinsky. Then they had another picture of Bill Clinton, what's his name? The little young Bush, the younger Bush, sitting on the floor like he's a little kid, playing with Jingle Towers, that one airplane looked like it already hit, and it went down, paper airplane, and he got another paper airplane, and he ain't playing with it. So, and they were saying it was like Epstein had something on him, like, that was fake, and we know it was fake. And I got you for it. So you're going to do whatever I want you to do, or I'm going to tell everybody. And the same thing with Clinton. But yeah. We already know he did what he did with Lewinsky. But I think in the beginning part, he had something on him. And he was like, I'm going to hold this. I'm going to let you know I have this on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and now they say Michael Jackson was on his thing. was on his list. And some other people are on his list. But the people they think is on the quote unquote on the list now are dead. Well, they can't defend themselves saying they weren't on it or they're not on it.
A lot of them, but not all of them. Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, but the thing about the Epstein thing been dead, and you know this is what I'm saying, it's old news, and they always say they always bring up some old news and try to put a spin on it or make it relevant because they're trying to stop you from finding out or hearing
what's
about something else.
I mean, yeah.
So they're like, well, what are they trying to keep you from paying attention to right now?
Right. What you think about that, B?
Like I said, I just think this is the beginning of the exposure. You know, I mean, it's going to be a lot of people that we're going to look at that we thought that was this, and they're not really that. And people just going to be exposing them. You know what I mean? But they always say that the light's going to override the darkness. So, you know what I mean? I think this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to come out. And, you know what I mean? Like that thing with T.D. Jakes, you know what I mean? They say he was messing with little boys and everything that Cat Williams was exposing people to and how crooked the industry is.
Yeah,
And all that type of stuff, and that's
you know,
a good thing because they need to be exposed. They need to be exposed. There's a lot of evil going on around there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff not right. You know what I mean? But
yeah, we need to know what's going on.
Yeah, we really do. And let us choose if we still like them or not. You know what I mean? Some people just listen to it. It's just one ear and not the other. But
I seen a video, right? I seen a video of this guy talking about it's supposed to be something catastrophic happening soon. He doesn't know when, but because of the, like, every 14,000 years, the world, something crazy happens in the world, like a big volcano, eruptions, or earthquakes.
Cleanses the earth?
Yeah, it cleanses, basically cleanses the earth. And it's going to happen soon. As a matter of fact, we're behind schedule of it happening. So this time when it happens, it's really not going to be too many people still alive. Like, it's going to be like another Adam and Eve type.
Right.
I can believe that, though, but damn, we got to be
aware of this
shit, though.
Because the earth is like a person, like, and we're like parasites to the earth. You know what I mean? We you know what I mean? When it recleans itself, you know what I mean? It's going to do like take every bad thing out and, you know what I mean, keep all the good stuff in.
Right.
No. So it's just you know, this, I feel like this is going to be the year of explosion. Everybody, it's going to be some stuff that, you know what I mean, we ain't going to be ready for, some stuff that, you know what I mean, we're going to hear that, you're going to be like, damn, the government's doing this like that. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. But 2023, man, I'm trying to leave. My motto is new year,
24.
New faith. Like,
oh, yeah,
I'm trying
to talk about with you, man.
Yeah, 24, I'm bringing in it new and strong. You know what I mean? I'm trying to, man, like Nisi was saying, saving money, you know what I mean? That do be hard because, like, they don't teach us that in school. You know, they don't show us how to save money and about stocks and bonds and, you know what I mean, how to put your money up. And, you know, us as being a minority, it's like we spend our money on, give our money to everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
dumb shit.
I was taught to save money in school. I really was. I remember being in grade school. And every week, it was beneficial bank. And every week, they had the little thing, the little note, your little bank book, with your little brown envelope, and you, your parents had you take a third part of your allowance and put it in the bank. They don't do that shit no more.
No, they ain't do that. I must have missed that part in school. Did you do that, Kurt?
I do remember them talking about it in school, but it was never really in depth. It was never really in depth. Not to where my parents was giving me allowance and I was putting it in the bank.
No, they came and put it, this is how you put it in the bank. You got your bank book. You got your little brown envelope with your name, your room number and everything. And
at school, your room number.
Yeah, and they picked it up from school. You brought it to school. They picked it up from school. So all the kids, whatever, that participated in it. They picked all their bank books.
What school was this?
I went to Catholic school.
That's why.
I went to Catholic school.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you said that dad faith.
Yeah, I went to Catholic school. So they picked it up. But I think they just didn't want to talk about school. Oh. We're talking about it like the early 80s. The 80s. We're talking about, well, not early. We're talking about the 80s.
Yeah.
That's when we just more.
Yeah.
So, and even when I was in high school, which is over 30 years ago, they had home, I don't know if they have home economics now, but back then they had the home economics.
Yeah, when you did like baking.
Well, they didn't really bake, they baked every now and then, but they taught them budgeting in the class.
I don't think they got that anymore.
That's why I don't think they have home economics anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they had it. I remember home economics. I do remember having that class.
I didn't have that class, but I know people did.
Yeah, I remember having that class.
Goddamn dumbass babies.
Yeah, we had to do the babies and shit. Yeah,
dumbass babies.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we sure did. Did you have to do that in high school?
Yeah, we had it, but I didn't take that class.
The only guys in there that took it was because they were trying to talk to girls.
I don't know why I did it.
That's probably why.
I was probably the one, I can't remember, but I knew it was going to be food in that class. Me too, likewise. I probably took that class because I knew we were going to have snacks in those classes.
But even recently, today, as a matter of fact, remember Officer Udi? on Instagram. He was talking about today. I just saw a post today from him. He's talking about he don't know why they sending, and he was a police officer. He's no longer a police officer. He was a police officer. He literally said he does not know why they send kids to school today other than they are making them be excellent employees or criminals in jail.
Yeah.
He said they're not teaching them any life skills. You know, he said his kids are problem solvers. They're not, they don't care how, they don't care if you solve a problem. They want you to solve the problem the way they want you to solve the problem. That's like when my kids were going to school and they had that quote unquote new math. It's not called new math now, but they had the new math back then. It was like they would mark my kids' answers. Why is that shit? Well, I said, bitch, it's 4 plus 4. That's 8. What the fuck they want you to show? Okay, draw 4 6 and draw another 4 6. What the heck? Literally, they marked this stuff wrong because they said they did not show their work.
How are you supposed to show where
people are? Like I said, and then they got some kind of, you know, you're not supposed to do the math.
Tristan was telling me some
but here's the thing. It's not long. It was new math when my kids were in school. My kids are in the 20s and 30s now. It's no longer new math. That's just how it is now. I don't know who came up with this dumbness, but that's what it is now.
I don't know through that situation.
And that's why I look at my grandkids and they're like, can you help us with our homework? Hell no.
Yeah, Tristan's mom. She's dealing with that right now.
Hell no, I can't help you with that shit.
Sometimes I feel like the school a lot of times be like kind of putting it in your head almost, like subliminally. Like y'all, you were saying, like with the knowing how to raise a baby and stuff, like, because the school the school to me reminds me of prison. There's a lot of similarities to prison that the public education schools have. You know,
yeah,
like
it is.
The hallways and the lunch trays and the gates around the fence, even the school bus.
Yeah.
Like the school bus, but the same type of bus they use for a prison bus.
Same exact one. They just color it different.
That's public schools.
That's
public schools.
All schools.
I think
no,
that's
Catholic schools don't do that. Catholic schools don't have trays for lunch. Don't have trays for lunch, number one. Number two, it ain't no Catholic school getting on no bus. You ride public transportation or you ride nothing?
That's here.
No, there's a Catholic school, period. There's no busing to Catholic schools. Maybe to private schools, but Catholic schools, I'm telling you.
That's not in the whole world. You can't say that.
Listen closely. I said charter. Charter schools may bus. Charter schools may bus. Private schools may bus. Catholic schools, archdiocese, Roman Catholic schools, they are not picking out money for school bus service to bus nobody to school. If you can't get there, then you ain't going. Plain and simple. That's how Catholic schools in Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, New York, Hawaii, Texas. If you're Catholic schools, period. They're not paying for bus service.
All right.
The Catholic schools are cheap as shit.
Okay.
That's why they keep upping the damn tuition. They're cheap as shit. Because that means you would have to pay. If you're paying for the school, that means you have to pay for the transportation. No, seriously, that means you have to pay for transportation.
Okay.
They don't get the same amount of money as a public school, for example. Okay. Because they don't do all their policies.
All right.
I believe that.
I believe that.
And I just remember pushing people out my way in the hallway.
Oh, so you was a bully, huh?
No, I just got tired of them kids, them women, them girls with the big ass hair and the Aquanet hairspray, standing up by their locker, spraying their hair in the hallway in my way when I gotta get to class, and they go on lunch. You take that shit to the bathroom, get the fuck out of my way. Class, if I had 4 minutes to get to class, get the hell out my way.
So you was one of them kids, and that was hurrying up to get to class.
No, I was descending. I sat in the back so I could easily get in, easily get out. Sat in the back, the last, in the first row, very last seat. Soon as the bell rang, I was out the door. Whether it be the end of the school day or I was going to lunch, I was shoot. As soon as I stood up, I turned in and went right out that door. Every single class from 9th to 12th grade. Other than that one time, she made me sit up front in 12th grade English, and I socked the hell out of that motherfucker sitting next to me.
You socked
him? Yeah, learn their lesson quick. Leave me in the back where I belong. I want to speak. Don't have me sitting up front. People irritate me real easy. I can't get away from them. Leave me in the back. Stop the shit out of that big white boy. Yeah.
In Catholic schools, there was a lot to hit you. In Catholic schools, wasn't it?
No, that was back in the day. When I was going, they weren't allowed to hit you. When my parents were in school, yeah, the nuns were allowed to hit you. It depends on the school
because when I was in school, they were allowed to.
I'm just saying, Catholic schools in general, they hit with the rulership. They
that
made
was
you say,
after me, they stopped.
At the Catholic school, you didn't go to Catholic school.
I did too. How
did
you
go to Catholic school?
When I was a kid.
Well, obviously you was a kid. I said, when?
This was like first grade. Yeah.
Well, Catholic school in Philadelphia, they stopped hitting.
For long.
They stopped hitting me. they were hitting when my parents were going to school. But they stopped hitting. By the time I got to school, they weren't hitting no more. I think they was hit me once. My father went up there and hit them.
And my grandparents was paying for me, and I was fucking up. So
I went to Catholic school. I went to Catholic school for 13 fucking years from pre. The only time I didn't go was kindergarten. Preschool, skipped kindergarten, first to 12th grade, I was in Catholic school.
So you never experienced a public school?
I experienced a public school when my kids were in there, and that was enough for me. My mom went for the Philadelphia Public School District. She hated that shit. She said public school and trifling is no good.
Damn, and she worked there.
Mm-hmm, she worked for it. And it was they had this day where they had, and they called it in-service day, where the teacher was supposed to be in meetings and shit. Mm-hmm. So the kids had off. My mom said, that's not in-service day. That's teacher gossip day. All they did was sit around and gossip about what this person and that person was doing up in the school. So there was no in-conference, none of that shit. It's just called teacher gossip day.
And that's what they did. They
so that's what my mom said they did. They gossiped all day long. The in-service day was gossip day.
They just sit around and just talk about the kids.
Talked about the kids, kids' parents, and the other teachers.
And like they literally, all the teachers sit around and just gossiped about each other.
Not every single last one of the teachers, but yeah. My mom said that was a teacher gossip day. They gossiped about everything that was going on. Sometimes they talk about the superintendent or whatever. Every now and then they talk about what's going on in the school district or within their school. But a lot of times they were talking about the kids. And I remember one time I got mad as hell because they didn't sit there and Tasia was going to the first grade and things happened in her kindergarten. Next thing I know, I get to the first grade. And her first grade teacher is like, saying stuff, and I'm looking at her going, oh, what happened? I'm so confused. And she's like, oh, I heard all, oh, what the fuck you mean you heard about my kid? I literally had to get at this white woman like, I'm sorry, look, you haven't had her in your class. You don't know anything. So you just need to be quiet and just keep a child. It's like the third day of school. I'm confused, bitch.
But I thought, like, the church is not supposed to talk about people.
No, I'm talking about this was in the public school when my daughter was going to public school.
Oh.
I mean, you know, teachers do that shit.
Oh, nuns don't talk about the teachers. Nuns talk about the kids. Mm-hmm. Nuns talk about the kids. Oh, I had Jimmy and Jimmy talk, and I had to make Jimmy They used to make you wear the hat and sit in the corner that says dunk. My dad told me he had to wear that a couple times. He had to sit in the corner with the little hat that said dunk on it.
And what did that mean? You were in class clown or something?
Mm-hmm. You were being silly, stupid, dumb, whatever.
It's always that one student.
Or if you got caught chewing gum, they make you put the gum in the corner and tip of your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about that. But it's still humiliation.
I used to take the gum and stick it in there.
I mean, because you got to think about it. You're asking a child that's nothing but a big ball of energy to sit down in the class.
By the time you're
training them.
But I'm saying by the time you're like 10, 11, 12, it's not like you can't, you know, self-discipline to a certain extent. By the time you're 10, 11, 12, and 13.
No, listen.
Little kids here.
I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
I think little kids should only be in school for half a day.
Could you just listen to what I'm saying, please? Get what you're saying and I understand what you're saying. But still, you're asking children to sit down in a class that is like asking your grandkids to sit down all day long. It's just not going to happen, yo.
Okay, when I went to kindergarten, we didn't sit down. You know, I'm just saying, we didn't, in kindergarten, when I went to kindergarten, you learn, but it wasn't sit down in a desk thing. We didn't have the desk we sat at and all that.
I mean, you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but I'm saying now they make kindergarten kids actually sit at a desk.
Yeah.
I'm saying when I went to kindergarten, I didn't sit at a desk. We didn't have a desk we had to sit at.
I
remember sitting on the rug. I remember like more or less playing. It was almost like a step above preschool. You still did the 1, 2, 3 and the ABC, but it was like it was almost like you were sitting on a rug and the teacher was sitting in a chair.
I remember Pinkerton. We had desks.
No, I didn't have a desk. When you did the arts and crafts, you said, and it wasn't even really, it was a table and a chair, and it was like a big old person.
Yeah.
But we didn't sit in that shit all day long.
You just old. But it's okay, though, because I'm getting up there, too. I'm getting old, too. And
we all getting old, man. Yeah, I'm starting to get gray all in my beard.
Every fucking day.
People calling me old head. And
you are. I'm old too.
Well, you said you're getting there.
I am old.
You hear me?
You
be 43.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
hey,
old.
Can you hear me?
Compared to a 21-year-old, I'm old. They will call me old.
Can you hear me?
25-year-old. Which is, yeah, we can hear you, baby. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, we all getting old. None of us getting younger. But I guess you just got to learn from your mistakes, you know?
I want to be Benjamin Button.
Say it again?
Benjamin Button.
Do business.
I want to be Benjamin Button.
You want to be Benjamin Button.
You know who Benjamin Button, he regressed.
He was old to young.
Uh-huh.
But I like getting older. I like getting older.
I did too. I said I'm having all these crickety problems.
I
just don't like getting up in the morning. Your bones be hurting.
Mine do through the day. I can get about the bed, no problem. Mine be throughout the day. I go kneel on the floor. Take me about 15 minutes. Try to figure out how I'm gonna get the hell back up.
I can still move. I just can't I got that one knee that I just can't put the knee down on metal.
I was down there. All I do, I was sitting on the crate today. I was trying to figure out how to stand back up. even when you go to a store, I'm still trying to figure out why they got that shit all the way on the bottom shelf. Who the hell going to sit up there unless you got a little kid with you? to get that shit, and then you can't see what the price is at, because it's all the way down and you can't bend down all the way and see the price because it's all the way down in the floor. It's like, well, God damn it, what the fuck is that? I can't get down there.
For the kids.
I can't get, but the stuff that a regular person needs.
I know, but they put stuff down on the bottom.
But you ain't want to always shop with a goddamn kid.
And if you look at everything that's on the bottom.
No, everything on the bottom shelf is not for kids.
No, I didn't say this.
Then what?
Bright. Everything that's all the colors, it gets brighter from the top.
No.
But yeah. What? Another thing. The little business people I'm getting out of my life. In 2024, you got to get out. You got to get the people out of your life that don't. What's the word that don't appreciate
you no good.
Your work? You have to get the people in 2024. You got to get the people out of your life that don't appreciate your work.
You
in 2023, into 2024, I'm getting the people out of my life that don't appreciate what I'm worth.
I hear that.
That's
half the world going in.
Well, like my little brother would say, stay sucker free.
Right. Because you only need, in life, you only need them one or two bad motherfuckers. You get three motherfuckers. All you need is three motherfuckers to take over the world. Three core motherfuckers. Maybe four. No more than five, you can take over the world. You really could. No, I'm serious. As long as you can depend on each other, if you can depend on each other and know that. They say in life you only get one or two good friends in life, real friends.
Mm.
You only get one or two of them in life. And I've heard that from older men, older people. They all say the same thing. You only get one or two good friends. The rest of the people, they always just fall to the wayside.
I just hope that I could be that good friend to somebody and they could be a good friend to me. You know what I mean? That I can have that quality. And, I mean, be able to see that and, you know, appreciate that, you know?
Yeah.
No, I think that I probably did only have two or three people that was truly a good friend and really cared about my well-being, you know? Because I got, you know, you got different type of friends. You got the type of friend that you can call and just talk to. You got a type of friend that, you know, I mean, you can call and be like, you know, they always worrying about your health and how you doing and, you know what I mean, make sure, you know what I mean, they always, you know, about your well-being and stuff like that. Then you got the type of friend that you can call up if there's a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only time you call him up is when you got a problem, and we go handle that. You know?
Yeah.
And then you got the type of friend of like, you know what I mean? Like, they just know you. You know what I mean? So they always gonna give you the best type of advice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Somebody that's gonna be honest with you.
Right. Be straight up with you. No cut cards, no nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I fuck like, with you, Kurt.
Why? Because I'm always going to be honest with you?
No.
Why?
You just said this.
What type of friend are you talking about?
It's a good type. It's a good type. it's the type that, you know, genuinely cares about you and your well-being and everything. That's like, you know, not a yes person. You know,
a motherfucker that's going to tell you the truth and ain't going to lie to you.
What did I just say?
What did I just say? That's what I'm
saying. You need some friends like that.
I mean,
I got a couple friends like that. You know what I mean, I feel like Kurt's a friend like that. You know what I mean? Like, if I call Kurt and tell him what the problem is, Kurt can be like, you know what, B? I'm going to tell you this because I'm your friend. I care about you. I ain't going to want to hear it. I ain't going
to
hear it.
All day, all night.
But I'm going to have to listen to it. I mean, and I know it's coming from his heart, and I know, you know what I mean, he's telling me the right thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if you don't like what I'm about to say.
Right.
Because right. You know I'm still going to tell you, even if you don't like what I'm about to say.
Yeah, there's a couple of times you had to check me, and I'm like, damn, I really don't want to hear this, but I know I got to hear it. You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I care.
I get checked a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't got checked because listen. I am not above no one. I'm not better than no one.
Uh-huh.
It's just if you're my friend or someone that I love or that I care for, I would expect that you would respect my opinion on me seeing your well-being.
Right.
Or at least looking after your well-being if you like what I'm saying or not. You know what I mean? Because a friend is outside of the box. Of, you know what I'm saying? A friend can see what you can't see. I'm looking. You're inside. You're inside of the game and I'm outside watching the game.
Right.
That you're playing. So I'm getting
right,
to
so
see
your,
what you can't see because
so
you're
right
there.
Your perspective is a lot different. Right.
Yeah, my perspective is different. I'm getting to see everything. You're only getting to see your view of it. I'm getting to see everything that's going on. So
right. And plus, you've been through a lot. Right, and plus you've been through a lot. I said, plus you've been through a lot. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I've been through a... Go ahead.
You've been through the ups, the downs, you know what I mean? Like, all type of shit, what you was telling me about, you know, just being in the streets and how it was in Kansas City. So, it's like, you know what I mean? You kind of already know, like, okay, this is where this is going because I've seen this story. I've seen this before type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Someone that hasn't experienced that don't really know, can't really explain it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like me, I can't explain if you having like baby mama's trauma and stuff like that because I never been through that. So I really wouldn't know what to say because, you know what I mean? But if someone else, like the time you was talking to your cousin that day or the one boy, remember?
Who?
The kid that lived in West Virginia. That called that time and said he might be getting locked back up
again. You talking about nephew. You talking about little cousin.
Yeah, no, your nephew. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be my nephew. Through blood. Yeah.
Right.
Tristan's cousin. He's not my nephew. He's Tristan's cousin. It's Shamir's.
No, why you calling me related to?
Cause he called.
And that's not from blood.
Anyway.
It's not blood.
Anyway.
Well, it's not.
It's not, but he is.
I'm just saying it's not blood.
You.
Arthur, it's not blood.
Shut up. Anyway.
Shit out of me just
then. Anyway.
Sometimes cousins and brothers don't have to be blood. Like, I consider you a bro.
No, I was just saying it's confused because I'm like, well, what fucking nephew you got?
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why you confused me. I'm like,
okay. Anyway.
I use my words, Mom. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I had to tell him the truth. I had to tell him exactly what's, listen, if you don't get up out of there, nigga, you're going to end up in motherfucking penitentiary. It was no, it's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know? I'm like that with everybody.
Now you could have,
if you call me for an opinion,
now,
I'm going to give you my opinion.
Right. Now, you could have been like, you know, feeding into the bullshit, like, yeah, man, you know what I mean?
Fuck
that shit, man, yeah. And then hear that something happened to him, and you'd have been devastated.
Yep.
You know?
Because I would have let him down the wrong path.
Right. Right. So many people do that. Right. You could save somebody's life just by saying good morning or hello.
Yeah. I hope that he take heed of what I said.
I
really do.
I think he did.
I really do. I hope and I pray that he did. But
like,
I don't know.
Likewise.
I don't know. Only you can only bring a man to the water. You can't make him drink that shit though. I can tell you how to do it, but I can't do it for you. I can show you how to do it, but I can't do it for you. I can instruct you on maybe ways of being able to do it or different simulations of how you can do it. You feel what I'm saying? But you're not going to learn until you do it. You try it.
Right.
And you're going to, and on your first try, you're not probably going to succeed. That's the whole thing about it also, is that you know you're going to fail. You have to go into everything knowing that you're going to fail. But the only way that you're going to learn how to do it is if you fail and learn from that, from the learn from the fuck-ups.
Because
you can't fuck up unless you're trying. You have to try first to even fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To even fuck up, you got to try. Damn. So you're going to fuck up. It's just a part of life. You're going to, man, I done been through a lot of crazy shit, yo, just sitting back and just thinking about just my life, yo. I've been through so much stuff, not even just bad, but just I did a lot of, you know what I mean? I've lived a pretty decent life. And even when I was homeless and on the street, I still lived good because I knew people and places to go. And you know what I mean? Like, like when we was going through our little stage with the Tukey and shit, like, nigga.
Yeah,
we was on Tukey. You don't even know. Tukey is K2.
Real bad.
I told you that. Yeah, real bad. I was on it real bad. I told you, it had got to the point to where I was using it all the time. I had to come back. I had to move in with you. If I didn't move in with you, I would have ended up being addicted to it. I had to get away from it.
Yeah.
I had to
get away from that shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wish that shit on nobody.
It don't even bother me no more. I'd be like, even when we was living at Kane Crib, I was still kind of fighting it because that was the first time that I had been back around people that had been. So I was pushing myself to my limit, like, yo, I have to, you know what I mean, stop. But I was still kind of smoking when we had moved back in a little bit. And then it had got to the point where I'm like, I just can't do this. Like, in your life, I know I'm going to say as a man, it has to be a point, it has to come to a point where you're just tired of it. If you're not tired of it, then you still gonna play with it. You feel what I'm saying? Right. You have to get to the point in everything in your life. That's relationship, that's family, that's business, that's work, that's fucking friends, that's children, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? It comes to a point where you have to be tired of this shit and put your foot down, or the shit gonna go to shambles. Your life gonna go to shambles. I've come to that conclusion in my life. Like, and you can't have people in your life that don't respect you. Fuck love. As a matter of fact, I don't even want your respect. I don't even give a fuck about what you think about. I really don't give a fuck about what you think about me. You know what I'm worried about? The way I treat you. The way I treat you. I don't give a fuck what you... You can say whatever the fuck you want to say to everybody else, but at the end of the day, me and you know. That's how I am with people. Because I really don't give a fuck what you think or what you... Because when I see you in person, even if you don't like me, before we get into it, I'm always going to be like, yo, what's good with you, bro? Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm right. Just that type of person where it's like... Bygones is bygones, because today is a new day. We don't know what could happen tomorrow. You feel what I'm saying? That's with anybody that right. I know. Once I give that off and you push that away, then it's okay, well, fuck you then, nigga. Because like, I'm right. At least the benefit of the doubt. Like, are we grown? Or, you know what I mean? Like, are we going?
Yeah.
I always try to give that benefit to the doubt, because everybody want to go home. What you think about the dude that got into the fight and got ran over by the train? You see that?
Yeah, I did see that. I felt like that one movie, it was a movie like that, Prison Song. And, you know what I mean? Just that fast, that man that pushed him on a train, his whole life didn't change that quick. Mm. Now he's a murderer. I mean, I'm sure he didn't mean to do that, but, you know, it only takes 3-4 seconds for you to, for something, you know what I mean, for you to ruin your whole life. Now his life is ruined. You know, now he got to sit in a can, or, you know what I mean, like, that's crazy. That's wild right there.
I'm pretty sure in a split second of thought, for one hot motherfucking second.
Devin, you're arguing about lighter.
No, listen. What I'm about to say.
Talking about Benson.
Yeah. Even if they was fighting over a life, I'm telling you, for that split motherfucking second, that nigga thought, I'm going to push this nigga in this train. Because he heard it coming. For that split motherfucking second, I know it went through his motherfucking head.
Hmm.
This was from the beginning. They were saying, give me back my life.
The black dude?
The white dude was saying, the black guy, give me back my life. I swear that's what they said in the very beginning.
No shit.
I swear that's what they were talking about over a lighter.
I didn't see that part. So he did all that over a lighter.
Oh,
when you first watch it.
So this nigga stole some white man lighter. He then stole some white man lighter. And now,
I would like to see how they charge him for that.
I want to.
How he gets charged.
Yo.
Manslaughter. They're going to have to try to prove that he intentionally pushed him in front of that train.
Well, it's all over the internet.
So it actually looked like the white guy leaned back toward the train, and he went to swing a second time, and then he like kind of looked like he leaned back again, and that lean back coupled with the black guy swinging on him kind of made him. So the black guy slipped and fell too.
When he was coming back.
Yeah.
He was trying to come back from falling.
Mhm.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I think when he, I think. They both actually were about to fall into the trap, but the black guy pulled back and he fell backwards instead. But I think they both were actually getting ready to fall in the trap.
Over a lighter.
Because it was over something stupid. That's why the girl took out her phone. it was toward the end of the argument. That's why she took out her phone, because she was like, she was probably ready. You know, going live, I'm like, they over here arguing about something stupid. And then what happened. So it changed the whole thing about her filming, recording it. It changed the whole atmosphere.
Yeah. That's just...
Because I'm pretty sure she took her phone out thinking these dummies over here arguing about something stupid. And it turned out that, you know, unfortunately, somebody died.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she wasn't trying to.
It was just a comment she made after that.
Yeah. Yo, let's take a music break real quick. This is your boy Kurt NT Behind the Scenes Radio with my co-host. I'm high right now.
S-K-Y-K-O, you already know.
Yeah, there you go.
But it seems like nobody don't even care. So I gotta set a take care of myself. Run out of the rations on low health. Make a right turn when the shit go left. Kill with finesse, yeah, not with a tech. Stand to my face and not too sex. I stand all four like Malcolm X. Got a lot of stress built up in my head. Working so hard like I'm on a bench press. I count my reps as I take these steps. You count your steps while you losing breath. Looking like you about to have an asthma attack. Yeah, I just do it like a Nike check. Keep it to yourself, yeah, that's your best bet. Cross your nigga, that's the intercept. He don't get a pass, he just lose respect. Take your chance like you're playing full deck. I don't play checkers, man, I play chess. Make a double check like an F-cat test. Bitch, it ain't no cat, I'm a scared. I'm a dog, I'ma eat it, bless. Earn my stripes, I'm a nigga, say less. Let all my actions just speak for itself.
Do what you do, you're gone, but some moves. Gone, but some moves.
Cause can't nobody else live in your shoes.
Nah.
I said, do what you do, you're gone, but some moves.
Gone, but some moves.
Cause they don't know what you're going through.
Nah.
I said, do what you do, you're gone, but some moves.
Gone, but some moves.
Cause can't nobody else live in your shoes.
Nah.
I said, do what you do, you're gone, but some moves.
Gone, but some moves.
Cause they don't know what you're going through.
Nah.
Hustle up.
Gone, but some moves.
Gone, but some moves.
They don't know.
Nah.
Hustle up.
Gone, but some moves.
Gone, but some moves.
They don't know.
Nah.
She just tryna cha-cha, back to my spot. Twist that la-la, rude boy, cha-cha. We got problems, dance and make them do the cha-cha. Move your body, cha-cha, got them doing the cha-cha. Don't wanna hurt nobody, we just ain't a baller.
dancing like bachata. All that talk just cha-cha, save me a favor, don't bother. If it ain't the money talking, keep that shade off in a cup on it. All she needs is her own flowers. Don't need a bubble on it, she hard working. Pack on go, but forgot the look. First time switch in the minute pull. That rabbi, been chasing a bird and disappeared, that's tada. My color's tada, blocka blocka, if that man's in trouble. Keep it real, got no sun double, only trouble with numbers. And my wife, out in public, sit together, bread and butter. Hold her close when we go cuddle, making moves, don't dance with suckers. Being neuter just like a puzzle, bring a drama all to me, casa. Breaking bread for all my partners, see Katsu and Tsukasa. Grab some wine and do the cha-cha, grab some wine and do the cha-cha. Just caught a body doing the cha-cha, got her dancing like it's cha-cha. Make you go and do the cha-cha, spin a bar like hella cotton. Machacha, machacha, yeah, yeah, machacha, cha-cha. Just caught a body doing the cha-cha, got her dancing like it's cha-cha. Make you go and do the cha-cha, spin a bar like hella cotton. Machacha, machacha, yeah, yeah, machacha. It takes two to tango, jumping Kango, talk on Django. She come single, leave with heroes, spin your pencils, leave with zero. Did you catch my lingo? I'm in top spot with some cholos. We stay cool and light and frio, running game, don't get no kudos. Cha-cha diamonds keep me cooler, yeah, yeah, beggars can't be choosers, counting measures like a ruler. Caught a body, cha-cha, dancing like it's cha-cha. Go and do the cha-cha, fly like helicopters. Machacha, machacha, yeah, yeah. Cha-cha, cha-cha, do the cha-cha, 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 cha-cha.
You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
Yo, it's your boy, Curdy NT, Behind the Scenes Radio. The number is 914-205-5664. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. So we're going to go ahead and end the show with what we're thankful for and the shout-outs. Let's start with... Let's start with Nathan.
I'm thankful I'm getting my ass down to go to sleep. I'm thankful for everybody who called in to the show and who listened online and going to download it later. Appreciate y'all.
There you go. You gotta sign up, though.
Appreciate everybody who sends in music or who has sent in music. I'm thankful for Kurt, even though he worked my motherfucking nerves a lot of the time, especially when I'm sick, which I am right now. I'm grateful for 4 daughters and 6 grandkids. They all work my motherfucking nerves too. Every single last one of them motherfuckers. And that's what they're going to do.
Psycho.
First, Brooklyn. 6. Yo, what up?
Go ahead with your shout-outs and what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for the good people I have in my life, the good friends I have in my life. I'm thankful for, Just making it to 2024. Yeah, man, made it. I'm also thankful for the small things in life too. There's a lot of small things in life that I'm thankful for. Friends, good friends, Kurt, one of my good friends. Oh man. I'm just a thankful being, man. That's all I got for right now.
All right. Shout outs to all the artists. Send in your Behind the Scenes Radio. If you want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BH. INDTHESCEN gmail.com. We only take MP3 formatted tracks only.
Do not, I repeat myself once again, do not DM no links to SoundCloud, Spotify, all the other streaming apps. Don't hit me up with telling me to check out something on one of them YouTube or anything like that, because I don't care. And if it's not MP, send it at all.
Shout out to 2024. Shout out to my new side hustle that's going to help me with my with behind the scenes radio. Shout out to my new space we about to work on, y'all. Here, behind the scenes radio, we about to have the whole little space. And I don't know if we're going to do the blog. Yeah, I'm just going to do it. I ain't going to talk about it. Yeah, let's just do it. Yeah. 2024, y'all. It's going down. It's going down. I'm telling you. Make sure you stay tuned in to 2024. I'm telling you now. You can check me out. What's today? Today is Sunday, so tomorrow. Monday, but, you know, yeah, Monday when you wake up after hearing this, or when hearing this. No, because it's Monday. It was Sunday going into Monday.
It's Monday.
It's Monday right now. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't Monday, it was Sunday. We went to work on Sunday.
No, it was Monday.
You sure?
Today's Monday.
No, today is Monday.
Monday.
No.
Today's
Monday. Yeah. Today is Monday. I'm tripping. I'm high. It's time for me to get off. Anyway, it's time for me to get off. I love y'all, though. Right? But anyway, let me finish. Finish talking my shit. I'm thankful for waking up and about to go to sleep. I'm thankful, like how D said, thankful for the little things. It's the little things that really count. The little gigs, your friends. I'm thankful for my friends. I have some pretty decent friends. But you really don't know if they're really friends until you're in need. That's when you really know. When you ain't got shit, that's when you know when you really got friends.
Right.
You got to make sure that you, like how I was saying, you got to take the little small-minded people out of your circle. You got to kick them out. Get rid of them. You know, right. And people that don't appreciate you. But. All right, so this the behind-the-scenes radio family. Welcome to 2024. We out this bitch.